98 FM's Dublin Talks. Live. Weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.
Next on the pro... Oh, yeah, here's a completely non-COVID-y topic altogether. We were talking about weddings and the importance of makeup and hair and everything else, but imagine the wedding never actually gets to the stage of being a wedding, if you know what I mean. You're engaged, but then it goes kind of pear-shaped and you end up not getting married. I have a question to ask you, and I want you to have a think about this for a second. How long should someone wait after a breakup of a serious relationship before moving on to a new relationship? And would you be upset if you broke up with someone after being together for a number of years, only to find out 4 weeks later that they'd moved on? Now, it's a topic we've never discussed yet. It's something we've all been through at one stage or another. And we received a WhatsApp voice note during the show yesterday that sparked a huge debate among us here in the office. And the woman who sent the message is angry and upset. Have a listen to this message. It's kind of self-explanatory.
Hi, Adrian and Jeremy. I'm wondering, would you bring something up on your show for me? I was with a guy for 4 years. It was going really well. We were engaged. But unfortunately, we went our separate ways about a month ago. We just broke up mutually. So I was obviously heartbroken and kind of going through like a grieving period as such. And I got a message yesterday off one of my best friends that basically my ex, he's already moved on. He's posted a picture up on Instagram holding hands with his new woman and captioned it, "New beginnings." I'm absolutely devastated that he could move on so quick while I'm basically grieving, trying to get over this. Like, 4 years is a long time. He was my best friend, and I just think it's so disrespectful to, like, I just feel like the 4 years meant absolutely nothing. And did he even love me in those 4 years to move on so quickly and then to caption his new romance with new beginnings and paraded around publicly on social media is like just a real dagger to the heart, I suppose. Why is it that men just seem to be able to move on so quickly from something so long term, and you're just wiped out?
Just wiped out. Just disappeared. So she was together 4 years with her fella, living together and engaged, and, you know, everything obviously was going well. They broke up in mid-September, mutually, and he moved back with his mammy. And yesterday she saw a picture of him on a walk with his new girlfriend, holding hands up the mountains, and she got really upset. The caption read, "New beginnings," and it had heart emojis all over it. Now, she believes that their relationship obviously meant nothing to him if he could move on that quickly. But can you really put a time frame on how long someone should wait before moving on? I'd love to hear from you on this on 6797981. You can text, you can WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898. 0877 989898. Valerie, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Valerie?
Hi, Adrian. How's it going?
Is there a time, is there a length of time that you, before you move on?
I'm not sure, but I do know from my own experience that I had to, get counselling and stuff, you know, when I had a breakup. So, you know, I suppose everyone's different, but I do think it takes a lot more than a month to overcome something that was life-changing, so... If you get me.
So, okay, she said they split up mid-September mutually, okay? So they obviously agreed with each other, look, things aren't working out, it's time to go our separate ways, see you, good luck. And that's what happened, and that was over a month ago. But yesterday, she sees a picture of him with his new girlfriend holding hands up the mountains, and she got upset. But why should she get upset Because
she obviously still had hope, though. I think she obviously still had hope that they were going to kind of, you know, rekindle their relationship. And, you know, I know I'd be devastated if my ex moved on very quick after we broke up. And it just, I don't know, there is always that little bit of hope, or maybe we will get back down the road, we can work things out, I say. And, you know, yeah, I don't know.
Would you be upset?
Well, I actually broke up with my ex back in March, April.
Right.
So I am still kind of healing from that. So I am getting counselling and stuff and just healing my own, you know, self-worth and all the rest. But yeah, it takes longer than a month, I guess.
So and how long were you with your ex?
I was with him, how long was I with him? I was actually only with him a year, but we just moved in together and he went back on the alcohol during the lockdown. So I had to leave, you know.
And you say you've been going for counselling over it?
I was going for I actually had to go into a refuge and...
I want to be very careful about the information you tell me then.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, but, so the question is, has she any reason to be upset? They've split up, they've gone their separate ways, they've both moved on, well, he's moved on kind of a little bit quicker than he did, or than she did, and she's upset by it. What's to be upset over when you've mutually agreed to split up?
Like, I don't know, but if he's posting stuff on Facebook and putting love hearts saying new beginnings, it's obviously a dig back at her. I don't know, there's probably digs going back and forward, you know, because any other person would keep that on the low, especially after a month.
Yeah, okay, but I mean, maybe she should stop following him on Instagram or wherever it is on social media she's seen the photograph.
Yeah, he's obviously trying to get back at her. Maybe she did the same to him. I don't know. So it's hard to know, but because we're only listening to one side. But yeah. But yeah, I don't know.
All right, stay there for 1 second, Valerie. Let's have a listen to Rose's story. Rose, you're on 98 FM. Hiya, Rose.
Hi, how are you?
Now, you moved on pretty quick.
I did, yeah. It's actually very funny the way you said maybe she should stop following him on her Instagram or his social account.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. Yeah, I was with my previous partner for 5 years, right? I could see that things were going absolutely nowhere and he wasn't bothered at all. And I said, look, it's not working. We have to go our own separate ways. I wanted different things than what he wanted. And then, like, I mean, he was only... you could say the only one relationship, proper relationship I ever had. And then I met my husband within about 2 to 3 weeks. And that was it.
3 weeks?
About 3 weeks after we split up. And it was completely accident. My friend invited us to go play poker, which I don't play. I don't know the rules or anything, but she insisted. So we went for the group company and he was there and we met and... Well, I think within about 7 months from our starting relationship, I got pregnant and then we had a baby. Then we got engaged. We bought the house and then we got married and we had another baby. And it's just that's how life is. And I believe that if, especially the woman said their breakup was mutual. So obviously she did want it. And if she goes back to the social media looking up at his pictures and she's upset with him being with someone else, she obviously didn't want it. Split up in the first place, then. Isn't that the way?
Yeah, this is a bit I can't really understand. That she says they split up mutually.
But yet she keeps an eye on him.
Yeah,
so he doesn't,
yeah, that's, you know, a bit I kind of find a little bit odd.
You can't have your cake and eat it too. Like, does she wants to make him suffer? Does she believe that he's going to run back to her and say, oh, look, let's do the way you want the things done? And, like, there's more to that than just this in the story. Like, I believe she's hurt that he moved on, from my point of view, quick or not quick, but he moved on and she probably just can't move on. That's where the problem is. And if it's meant for you, it's going to come within 10 years or within 10 days. Like,
right, so she needs to build a bridge, basically. Is that what you're saying?
I believe, definitely. Yeah. I'm like, you know, it was mutual decision to split up, so just move on, girl. He's not worth it, obviously.
Okay, you can't have your cake and eat it, basically. That's
exactly.
If you've split up, you've split up, and if he's moved on. But isn't it a sign, though, Rose, that by moving on that quickly, then the preview... Are you not meant to kind of...
Do you really believe that he moved on just because maybe he wanted to hurt her? Maybe it's not real. I mean, if it is real, you know, fair play to him, and I'm happy for him that he has a new relationship. But is it really... not just to show off like that? Like, well, I have to say, like, when I started going out with my husband, I wasn't, no way on earth I thought I'm going to get married to that man and I'm going to have kids and I'm going to live the life that I live now. But, like, I'm just so happy. I couldn't believe, like, how quickly we clicked on and how much of things that we wanted to do together were the same. Like, and everything just flew. Like.
Okay, so 3 weeks later, you had moved on.
Yeah. Somewhere around the 3 weeks.
Well,
I think.
There you go, Valerie. It does happen. 3 weeks later, she'd moved on.
Well, I'm not sorry, and I'm not looking back. Like, I never was into too much going out or too many relationships. Short, like, he was, you could say he was the first serious relationship. He was the first man, and I just didn't. He just wasn't for me. And you don't see that while you're in a relationship, obviously. Only when you break up, you realize, oh my God, I wasted 5 years of my time doing, thanks God I didn't marry that man. Thanks God I didn't have any kids from him.
Mm.
Do you know, it's very hard. And I believe that woman is suffering for what you call post-split up sulking syndrome. But I'm sure she'll get over this.
Like, she'll get over it.
Life is too short to waste on a bad relationship. And that's that.
Okay, you so know. She's the one who needs to build the bridge and let him off with it.
Definitely, definitely. Like, I have to say, you have to move on. You just can't do this to yourself. You'll end up ruining your life trying to follow him and see who he has relationship and who he's not, and he's in his own and he's not. Like, it's just a nightmare.
Yeah.
How could you live like that? You know?
All right, stay there for 1 second. Let's bring in a man on this. And Joe, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Joe?
How are you doing, Adrian?
I'm good,
you?
Thanks, Joe. Well, Joe, what did you want to say on this?
Well, the only way to get over a woman is to get under another.
That's what they say. That's what they say.
They split up, they moved on. There's no point sitting around waiting. Get out there and jump back on the horse. You know,
I know, but it's fairly quick now, isn't it? 4 weeks later,
no,
and he's got love hearts, and
well, he's moved on. Like, they agreed to split up. There's no point. You only get one shot at life. Don't hang around waiting for something to happen. Go out and get it. That's it. It didn't work with them. Okay, move on. I was in a relationship for 6 years. Split up, kid and all, living together. Split up. 3 weeks later, I'm now with my current wife. 17 years.
Yeah.
3 more kids.
I know,
and
but
it was 3 weeks later.
Can you not understand why it would upset somebody? I mean, do you not need a kind of a grieving period after a relationship? They were engaged. It wasn't just like little boyfriend and girlfriend. These two were engaged.
Yeah, I was living with a girl with a child and engaged. And 3 weeks later, I was with somebody else.
Yeah.
And I'm still with that person now, 17 years later. Happy as ever. You can't sit around and wait and be morbid. You can't sit around and wait and be morbid. You have to go out and get what you want. You have to just go and do it. What does she want to do? Sit there for 3 months crying and thinking about all the good times they had? They must have been that good if they split up.
Yeah, maybe so. I suppose, yeah,
you know?
Okay.
You know, you only get one shot. You could be gone off this air tomorrow. Jump back on the horse, get back out there, and if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
And Rose, you agree with that. Just get on with it, and if something happens with him...
100%. Absolutely 100%. Like,
you only get one shot.
Exactly.
You only get one shot.
Like, I know people that, when we were teenagers, the girl was going out with the guy, I think we were 17, and then she split up with him. And, like, even till this day, she's single, and she's now, like, over 40, like me. She's my age, but she's biting herself now on the backside, saying, like, oh, my God, I ruined my life just because I thought he was going to come
exactly.
back.
Yes, exactly. Time runs out. You know, you need as much time to try and find the right person. How many people have you met that have met people and they knew within a week, this is the one for me?
Well, there you go. That's the point.
And that does happen. That does happen, to me. And 17 years later, I'm married.
How? And I'll describe what she saw online. Yesterday,
her friend showed her a picture, so obviously they have each other blocked.
Well, she don't know what the situation is.
Her friend showed her a picture.
Yesterday, she saw a picture of him on a walk with his new girlfriend, holding hands up the mountains, and the caption read, "New beginnings," and it had lots of heart emojis.
Now, he's going out and crying again. You know, he's giving it another shot. So that man toys horse to do the same. So, well, if he's doing it, I might as well do it. You know, not, instead of, you know, contacting a radio station and crying about it, get back out there, put yourself out there. There's somebody for everybody. Go and find them. That's it.
Okay, all right, stay there for a second. Let's have a listen to this from Claire on a WhatsApp voice note.
Men move on quicker than women do. Everybody knows that. Some men just can't be alone. They have to have someone. So she needs to just do her grieving, do what she's to do, get her friends to stop sending her shite on social media, and just get on with her life. And stop humiliating herself, because that's all she's doing is humiliating herself.
Oh, right, okay. We'll take a quick break. I'd love to hear from you on this. How soon is too soon to move on after a... And it was a serious relationship. They were engaged to be married. But for whatever reason, it broke down in September. They split up. He's gone his way. She's gone her way. And she's a little bit upset with the photograph she saw yesterday of him with his new girlfriend after only 4 weeks. We're asking how soon is too soon to move on when a relationship breaks down. We were contacted by one of our listeners. She's a little bit upset. She was with her fella for 4 years. They were engaged to be married. They were living together. Everything was going hunky-dory. And obviously, I don't know what happened between the two of them, but they broke up in mid-September mutually. Maybe the whole lockdown got to them. I don't know. So he moved back to his mother, and yesterday she gets shown a photograph on social media of him with his new girlfriend holding hands up the mountains, and the caption read, "New beginnings," and it was full of heart emojis. And she's a little bit put out about it. Bob sent me this.
How are you, lads? Listen to Moan and Minnie there. I'm surprised your man didn't move on 4 years ago. Get over it. Good luck.
Here's another male opinion from Brian.
Hey Adrian, how are you doing? Just about that lady that rang in that broke up with her partner, or they broke up together. The thing about it is, you see, he probably finished with her in his head 3 or 4 months before they actually broke up. And that's why he's able to get over it quicker than her. But in fairness, I'm sure if he saw her holding hands with someone else, it would probably be a bit sore for him. It's just she can't see that. Anyway, love the show. Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. Thank you very much indeed, Brian. Bear, you're on 98 FM. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Can you see why somebody might be a little bit upset seeing a photograph Absolutely. Only a few weeks later?
Absolutely. Yeah, like breakups are hard. I went through one last year myself. I was nearly 11 years. I was 11 years married, 19 years with the same guy. And I split up from my husband last January, 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no right or wrong answer here. Like, everybody's feelings is heard.
And as a matter of interest, have either of you moved on?
Yeah, he moved on pretty quickly. He moved on in May of last year. This May, I met somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very happy. But I still would have got a little bit of criticism this year, because I was with, you know, because I was 19 years with the same person. It's people's opinions, you know, it's everybody.
So you split up last year, and then in May of this year you met somebody new, and you've been criticised for that.
Yeah, well,
saying that was too quick.
Some people would have said, yeah, you know, you're think of the kids and, you know, am I doing the right thing? They would. People are very quick to criticise.
Okay, and just out of curiosity, how did you feel after 19 years together when a few months later he had moved on?
I personally thought it was too soon.
Too soon for whom?
For him. I thought, you know, after 19 years together with the same person, within 3 months to be with somebody else was a little bit too soon. But that was his decision. He was leaving me alone. He, you know, he we split up. We have three kids together. You know, we have to get along for the sake of the kids. And I'm happy for him. I'm happy for him now. At the time, I was a little bit resentful because I was on my own. I don't think it was because he was with somebody else. It was that I was looking at him with somebody else.
Yes.
I was on my own.
And maybe that's this woman's problem as well.
It could be. It possibly could be. Was this guy right for putting it on social media? I don't agree with him putting it on social media. I think absolutely if he wants to move on with his life, that's his decision.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't have to broadcast it on social media.
I do think, and in fact, I'm about to play another voice note from somebody saying that posting it on social media was a little bit insensitive.
Insensitive, yeah. I mean,
Knowing full well that she's going to see it.
Absolutely.
But maybe that's why you did it.
It possibly could be. It could be a tactic. It could be make her see that he's moving on and maybe he wants her back. Maybe he wants to make her jealous. I don't know. Mm. We don't know what happened. We don't know why they split up.
All she said was that they broke up in September mutually, whatever that means. So they agreed.
So if it was a mutual decision, then obviously there was no feelings there on her part either. So I don't understand why she would get so worked up about him moving on. I can understand that she is upset, but.
But for you, after 19 years of relationship and marriage, you thought a couple of months later was a bit quick to be moving on for your ex-husband?
I did, yeah, yeah. We were married, we were living together, we had three children together, and he was very much, you know, supposedly heartbroken, you know, when we split up.
But then you've heard a previous caller saying, you know, when you're in that situation, the best way to recover is get back on the horse again.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Has it made it easier on you, and this is the bit I'm curious about, has it made it easier on you now that you are in a newer relationship?
No, I wouldn't say so. No, because, I mean, that was last year, and I had a whole year before I'm met my partner now. It wasn't even that I was upset that he had that he was moving on. I was thinking more of my feelings that I was on my own.
Mm.
And that was my
and a little bit bitter towards him.
Yeah, it was like, oh, he's got somebody, why haven't I got somebody? Yeah. You know.
But the good news is you have now.
I have.
Ah, that's great. That's good. Delighted to hear that.
Thank you.
All right, Bear. Great to talk to you, and thanks very much indeed. Let's have a listen to that WhatsApp I was just referring to. It was a little bit insensitive to post it online. This is Sarah.
Hi, guys. I just think that every relationship is different, and you can't really put a time limit on it. And, you know, we don't really know the full story about what was going on there. And I don't understand why her friends needed to tell her straight away. I don't think it's done her any good. I think it's just made her feel crap. So yeah, I think maybe when people break up, they should have a mutual agreement, you know, not to discuss if they meet someone new, or maybe not to post anything if they want to be sensitive about it.
All right, Sarah, thanks very much indeed. And another voice note from Siobhan.
Hi, Adrian. I tell that girl not to worry what he posts on social media, because if our lives were as good in real life as they are on social media, then sure, wouldn't the world be a great place? And also, I think men in general tend to move on quicker, but it sounds like a bit of a rebound relationship and it's probably not going to work out. So by the time she's moved on and forgotten about it, I can guarantee you he's going to be coming back texting her.
So rebounds never work, basically. Aoife, you're on 98 FM. Hi, Aoife.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Now, just to let our listeners know, we have put your voice through the voice disguise for various different legal reasons and don't really go into it, but that's why we're disguising your voice.
Yeah.
Tell me what happened only 2 months after you broke up with your husband.
2 months after I broke up with my husband, he was at a family gathering with his the girl he cheated on with me, and he had a gorgeous picture of him, her, and my in-laws. up on social media.
Right. So within a couple of weeks, he has the new woman with his family plastered all over social media, and he had cheated on you with this girl.
Yes.
Which is why your relationship ended.
Yes, I caught.
Now, okay, the relationship was over. It obviously didn't end well, listening to what you're saying. Why did that bother you?
It just really hurts. I think it was really disrespectful. You know, that, like, he didn't care enough about my feelings, and obviously his parents didn't either, to say that they were all there looking happy as can be, you know, after we were married 7 years and together 10 years. And, like, after 2 months, you know, that he
was playing happy families within a couple of weeks of you breaking
up. Happy families, yeah. I always say it, like, the one regret I have is that, well, the one regret is that he didn't tell me that he wasn't happy. I didn't know until I started thinking about that, you know, he was having an affair. But, like, everyone moves on different. I'm so happy now. I'm lucky to be out of that relationship, because that's the type of person he kind of turned into, very selfish. But that's totally what it is disrespectful. And this girl should be happy that she's out of that relationship, because if he can do that, then he obviously didn't care for her at all.
Do you think that?
Yeah, I do.
So hang on. So the fact that he is out for a walk, holding hands, with a caption on social media saying new beginnings and loads of heart emojis all over the picture, you think that that's a sign that he didn't care for her at all?
Yeah.
Because if he did...
If he did, you wouldn't do that.
But when do you eventually do that?
I'd have given it more than 2 or 3 months, you know, and thought of her feelings. I mean, obviously, and I think her friends were right to tell her, by the way. I do think they were right to tell her. Because you want to hear that from a friend rather than, you know, maybe finding it on social media. You know, like, it was actually his cousin's page that my ex-husband came up on, that the photographs were all over it. You know, and I got the shock of my life when I saw it. Especially when it was with my mother and father-in-law. You know, and they're all laughing in the photographs and that. So... I just think a lot longer than 2 or 3 months, you know, to put something
so
like
so
that.
So why, do you have to grieve a relationship?
With me, I did. I truly did. I mourned our relationship. I mourned it. You know,
okay, and I get that, because you were the one left... High and dry, basically, and I understand.
I was just really.
But but from what you're telling me, he'd been having an affair with your woman anyway, so he'd already moved on, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, he had already moved on, but there was lies all the way through that he said that he split up with her and he wasn't with her and all that kind of thing, you know. So, I had asked him after this, because I found out, obviously, that he was still with her after 6-7 weeks. And I had said it to him, I said, the one thing I don't want to do you to do is to disrespect me by bringing her to... he was English, let's say. So by bringing her to England, just that's very disrespectful for me, I thought. That you just don't do that.
Okay, but he'd been disrespectful to you anyway by having the affair in the first place. So what difference does it really make in the long run?
I just honestly thought, you know, it's like right after so many years that you think that kind of a thing wouldn't hurt me. You know, it's a very selfish thing.
Okay, so by posting these photographs of him playing Happy Families with his new woman and his parents, your parents-in-law, you think just added insult to injury that you'd already been inflicted?
It was like none of his family cared about what he did.
Not just him.
And to be honest, I guarantee you half of them don't know anyway, because they wouldn't be the type to, you know, to say that.
But families do always stick together, don't they?
Oh, they do. They do. You know, because I can remember at the time my mum saying to his mum, like, I don't want you to hate your son. I just want you to hate what he's done.
Hmm.
You know? But it just proves that they just don't care.
All right, stay there for one second because I've another Aoife on the other line here. Aoife, good morning to you.
Good morning, Eugene. How are you?
Grand, thanks, Aoife. Same thing happened to you.
Yeah, I was devastated at the time, but like looking back, I'm just like, I'm much happier now. Like I went off, I lived my single life, like, and had so much fun with the girls, went on dates, and like now I have like the most amazing boyfriend in the world. Like, so it'll work out for her. Everything will be fine.
I mean, you say the same thing happened to you. What are we talking about? How long afterwards had he moved on, basically?
Oh, 2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bit...
Like, I can laugh at it now, but yeah, at the time I was completely devastated. But like, sure, I suppose life goes on.
Devastated for what? How long had you been with him?
2 years.
Were you engaged or anything?
Oh, God, no. So it was easy for me to move on, I suppose. But
okay,
easier.
Yeah, so you weren't engaged, you were just in a relationship for 2 years. Did you break up mutually, or did he dump you, or did you dump him?
Well, actually, I broke up with him because, a complicated story, but he did something really horrible, and someone had texted me saying that he'd been cheating on me, so I was like, right, okay, I better walk away from this relationship, but it didn't really make it any easier, I suppose.
And had he been cheating on you?
I don't know. I never found out the truth in the end, but...
But the fact that he was with a new woman within 2 weeks would make you think that perhaps he was.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah. And how did you... Did you see photographs online or what?
No, because I had blocked him off everything. And so, of course, my friends had texted me and said it. But, like, I never spoke to him, so...
You know, okay, just like that message I played at the start, your friends tipped you off that there was these photographs online?
Yeah.
After only 2 weeks?
Yeah.
And did that say to you, because this is what this woman is thinking, did that say to you that he really didn't give a damn about you at all?
Oh, 100%, yeah. That's exactly how I felt at the time.
Right, so that lady who sent us the original message, with him 4 years, engaged to be married, they split up in September... To her, the photograph said, moving on that quickly says he really didn't give a damn about you in the first place.
Well, I don't know about her situation, but that's how I felt. Yeah.
Oh, right. So there needs to be a little bit... If you did care about the person, you certainly don't let them know that you've moved on very quickly, even if you do. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think just don't post it on social media. Obviously, move on if you want, but just don't post it on social media, or maybe your friends won't tell you.
Mm. All right, Aoife, and everything's grand now. That's the main thing.
Yeah, couldn't be happier.
Good, good. Delighted to hear that. All right, let's have a listen to this from Kira.
Hi, Adrian. Yeah, I think some of them are just heartless. I'm all for people being happy and, you know, moving on. But same thing happened to me. I was with a fella for 10 years. Only recently moved in. Only living together about 5 months. And we weren't really getting along. So we moved back into his ma's a few nights. And next of all, I seen a message and a picture on Instagram. Hashtag new missus. When he was, as far as I was aware, still in the relationship with me. So, yeah.
Right.
It's been done.
Well, that's even worse. You thought you were still in a relationship with him. Bill sent me this.
Lads, did she not say a friend of hers told her about the Instagram post? She wasn't looking herself. But, look, you know, at the end of the day, they split up. It was a mutual split, so it doesn't matter what he does or what she does. You know what I mean? Just, you know, get over it. Mind your own business. That's his life. That's what he wants to do. Do the same.
All right. This is from Claire.
She's clearly devastated. He clearly isn't. Maybe he met your woman and that's actually the reason they broke up, and he just didn't have the balls to tell her.
That may well be the case, Claire. And one final WhatsApp voice note. This is from Mark.
to answer the question, there's no time frame on anything like this with a relationship. If they think they have the chance to move on and find something better, then absolutely. But as far as time frame when to start a new relationship, is it disrespectful? It happened to me before, about 3-4 weeks out of a relationship that was 4 years. Found that was disrespectful, but she decided to move on and I sat around grieving when I should have realistically just decided to move on with my own life. It's as simple as that. People obviously take different time frames on different situations, but it's completely up to yourself. If you want to grieve around, eat your Ben and Jerry's, cry, that's up to yourself. But realistically, you should be getting out there and finding something new. My advice is, the next thing you should be doing is just hopping on the next person, to be honest.
Oh, such a male attitude. Thank you, Mark, for your message, and thank you, all of you, for your messages. So there is no right and wrong, but what I'm hearing is blokes seem to be able to just move on, no problem. Women think there should be at least a little bit of a gap, and certainly don't post photographs of your new love on social media, unless a couple of months have lapsed. All right, thank you very much indeed for all of your calls, comments, texts and opinions. This is 98 FM's Dublin Talks. This is Adrian Kennedy.
Every morning from 10, Dublin Talks on 98 FM.